Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on understanding is Intel part 2. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 32. Of the sons of Issachar who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, their chiefs were 200 and all their brethren were at their command. The last day, we spoke about how understanding is vital if we are to have a fruitful Christian walk. We spoke about the fact that understanding is like intelligence in security and political parlance. In our anchor scripture, the Bible was speaking about different categories of people who possessed different characteristics. Now, when it came to these guys in our anchor scripture, the Bible calls them the sons of Issachar. The Bible says the skill they possessed was that they understood the times. We see that word again, understanding. Understanding of the times. What this scripture is saying in essence is that these guys had intelligence about the times they lived in. When you have understanding, you have intel in a particular matter. You know how to act, where to go, where not to go. Based on intelligence, countries from time to time bring out travel advisory notifications. They warn their citizens not to go to certain places. Why? Because they have information that may not be publicly available about what is happening, where and why. The sons of Issachar knew beyond the information that was obvious what was happening in the realm of the spirit and how to act on the earth as a result of that knowledge. The Bible calls this knowledge understanding. It follows therefore that if you have understanding in a particular area, like your marriage for instance, you will have intel in that area. You will know what to do and what not to do. If you have understanding in your career, you will know what to do, what not to do, as you will have intelligence in that area. My dear brother, my dear sister, if you must strive for something, let it be understanding. We will continue building on this concept of understanding. But until then, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word. Lord, we pray for understanding in the name of Jesus. In every aspect of our lives, please, Lord, give us understanding. Take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon if you were blessed. Please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website. At 3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 minutes audio devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.